Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 39, A Minimalist's Thoughts on Diet, by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, hey, how's it going, life optimizers? This is Optimal Living Daily, and I'm Justin Mollick. This is a podcast where I read some of my favorite blogs to you, and hopefully some of your favorites as well. If not, let me know which ones you do like, and I'll see what I can do about getting them read on the show. You can message me through my site, oldpodcast.com. And while you're at it, if you want to support the show in a real quick, free, and easy way, just enter your email address into the box and submit it to sign up for my weekly newsletter. And also get free gifts from me every month, the first of which will arrive immediately. And today I'm reading to you a post from TheMinimalist.com, this time about diet. Now, Joshua Fields Milburn is not a doctor or dietitian, so this is his own opinion, and it's also not necessarily my opinion, so please don't send him or me any hate mail. As he'll explain in the post, or I'll explain for him really, since I'm the one reading the post, this is a diet that currently works for him. And everyone's different, so take it with a grain of salt. No pun intended. And with that, let's start optimizing your life. A Minimalist's Thoughts on Diet, by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. A few years ago, I was a meat and potatoes kind of guy, and I felt like shit most of the time. I weighed 80 pounds more than I weigh now, I had stomach problems, I was tired and sluggish, and I lacked the energy necessary to live an active, fulfilling life. Today, my diet is markedly different, and I've never felt more alive, and this is why. Food. My diet today consists mostly of plants and unprocessed foods. I eat an abundance of vegetables. I'm particularly fond of avocados, spinach, broccoli, and anything green, not because they taste good, but because these foods make me feel outstanding. I also eat fish, nuts, and seeds most days. My ideal meal looks something like this: a bowl containing a small portion of rice, half an avocado, a large piece of grilled salmon, a handful of almonds, and a massive spinach carrot cucumber side salad with almond oil and lemon. Avoid. There are quite a few foods I've drastically reduced or completely eliminated from my diet. Bread, pasta, sugar, gluten, meat, other than fish, bottom feeding seafood, lobster, crab, and other garbage men of the sea, most dairy products, and anything processed or packaged. There are many so-called experts out there, and I am not one of them, but it was my friend, Common Sense, who advised me to avoid most of these foods. Think about it. Besides humans, do you know of any animals who drink another mammal's breast milk? What other animal eats bread, pasta, or candy bars? Our bodies are not meant to consume this junk, and one can make a good argument for eating meat, but I know I feel much better without it, and feeling better is my touchstone. But Joshua, how do you get enough protein, calcium, iron? Well, how does the world's strongest primate, the gorilla, consume enough of these nutrients? Gorillas eat vegetables and fruit, leaves and bananas. Many green vegetables are comprised of 20 to 45% protein. Evidence shows that we need less protein than we think. Intermittent fasting. I eat two meals a day, generally no snacks, both consumed within an 8-hour window, usually around 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. I fast during the day's remaining 16 hours, 7 p.m. to 11 a.m., consuming only water, herbal tea, or black coffee during those times. This is much easier than you think. If you want to lose weight, particularly fat, then intermittent fasting will make a drastic difference in your life. And yes, this means I skip breakfast. Visit Martin Birkin's website to learn more about intermittent fasting. Water, liquids, and juice. I drink roughly half my body weight in ounces of water each day. I weigh 165-ish pounds, so I drink 80 to 90 ounces of water per day. I'm also fond of drinking a couple powdered green drinks every day for increased vitality. Personally, I enjoy amazing grass green superfood. Additionally, I own a masticating juicer and a NutriBullet blender, both of which are great for juicing and blending fresh vegetables and fruits, directly supplying my body with the nutrients I need. I also drink coffee, albeit appreciably less than I used to, as well as herbal tea, but I eliminated cola and all sugary liquids from my diet, including fruit juices, which contain shockingly high amounts of sugar. Supplements. Although I eat a large quantity of nutrient-rich foods, I find it important to take daily supplements with each meal. Multivitamin, comprehensive nutritional health, vitamin B complex, cardiovascular health, and fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids for heart health. Depending on your diet, these may not be necessary for everyone, but I noticed a considerable difference in my body after 2 months of these daily supplements. Exercise. I exercise every day, but I don't spend a ton of time, effort, or focus on it. I do only two things. Number one, I walk between 3 and 8 miles each day, allowing me plenty of time to think, breathe, and de-stress as I meander the neighborhoods near my home. And two, I work out for 18 minutes. I'm not worried about building vanity muscles. I'm concerned with how I feel. I discovered when I eat and exercise in ways that help me feel good, lean muscles are a nice bonus. You don't have to kill yourself to become fit. My friend, personal trainer Vic Magary, is the fittest guy I know, and yet he often exercises only 10 minutes a day. Everyone has 10 to 20 minutes a day to dedicate to their health, right? Sleep. Because of diet and exercise, I need less sleep than I used to. Most mornings, I wake around 3:30 a.m. after 5 or 6 hours of sleep. Some days, however, I sleep later, until 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. I let my body dictate how much sleep I need, which happens to be far less sleep than just a few years ago. It is important, however, to get as much sleep as your body requires. Operating on a deficit is unhealthy. Stress. We don't get stressed, we do stressed. If I were to ask you what a stressed person looks like, you'd easily be able to mimic his or her physiology, frowning, shallow breathing, muscle tensing, etc. Once you become aware of your stressed physiological state, you can change your physiology, the way you move your body, to become unstressed. Nearly everyone feels stressed these days, but I am significantly less stressed than I've ever been because I make an effort to be aware of my triggers and change my physical movements accordingly. When I feel overwhelmed, I'll change my breathing pattern, I'll take a walk, I'll exercise, I'll look in the mirror with a big grin, or I'll make sure no one's looking and I'll jump up and down like a crazy person, anything to get me out of that stressed state. These techniques effectively combat depression, anger, and sadness too. Most important, after changing my diet, embracing a healthier lifestyle, I feel amazing. But Joshua, your diet sounds so boring and unentertaining. I don't think so. But then again, I no longer look at food as entertainment. Food is fuel, nothing more. I can still enjoy a great conversation over a healthy meal with friends. I simply don't let the food be my source of entertainment. I enjoy the food I eat, but I enjoy the rest of my life too. Does that mean my exact diet will also work for you? Maybe, but maybe not. There's only one way to know for sure. Test it out yourself. You can emulate my diet for 10 days and see how it makes you feel. See what aspects work for you. Or try any one aspect for 10 days. Go without sugar or bread or processed foods, add green drink or fresh juice or daily exercise, and notice the changes. I'm certain you can do anything for 10 days. See how those changes make you feel and then adjust accordingly. Improving one's health is the foundation of living a meaningful life. Without your health, nothing else matters. I don't care what you eat or how you exercise. I'm not looking to convert anyone to my way of eating. I don't care whether you're a vegetarian, a vegan, or a primal, paleo, whatever. None of these labels apply to my own dietary lifestyle, and arguing the particulars is silly anyway. What I do care about is how you feel. I want you to feel great so you can better enjoy your life. You just listened to the post titled "A Minimalist's Thoughts on Diet" by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. I'm curious what kind of diet you find to be the best for you personally. I'm still figuring mine out really, and I think there are a lot of other factors that he mentions, like quality of sleep and exercise and stress, that affect how I feel day to day, probably as much as diet does, if not more so. But it's kind of crazy that a lot of these authors that I read are all moving towards more fruits and vegetables and less meat, dairy, and processed foods. Even Leo Babauta, he talks about going vegan. It's fascinating to see, and it'll definitely be interesting to see if that trend sticks. Again, Joshua is not a dietitian or doctor, and he just wants to share what works for him, so don't shoot the messenger, and hopefully you found that post helpful. Speaking of help, this podcast is in dire need of help because, as you've heard, there are no ads, and I don't have any of my own books or products at the moment, so I can only rely on contributions to the show through my website to keep it going. So if you're interested in helping out and lowering my bills, you can become a patron of the show at oldpodcast.com, and you can also show your support by joining my weekly newsletter, which also includes at least one gift every month for you. Again, that's oldpodcast.com. Hopefully I'll see you there and in tomorrow's show, which will be episode 40. Crazy. Until then, your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.